A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance,
and misadventures.
But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Now we are.
Now we are.
Now the show's on.
This is it.
I'm drinking coffee like a little coffee clutch.
You are.
Doesn't this look cute?
Welcome to Reality Gaze. If you're watching on the intimate portrait, you're seeing Poodle hold his very gay Fiesta Ware coffee cup.
Although I love like Fiesta Ware.
I too.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, no.
We're if you're off. Over 30, invest in some good, not China, some good mugs, good plates.
I agree.
Good. Because they will break. It's okay. Invest
I
in
I still
some
have
stuff.
All the ones that I have from 10 years ago. Not one's broken.
That's a lie.
No.
Well, they're ugly too, so.
I'm just saying, I don't think I don't manhandle my dishware like you do. What are you doing? Are you washing dishes? And then you start thinking about a dick, and then you're just going like this, and then, oh, ceramic broke.
And all of a sudden, I'm holding it like this, and all of a sudden I go, clink, and it just breaks, and I go, oh.
If Poodle doesn't own a wine glass, he can't own a wine glass.
I have broken so many wine glasses. Why isn't this working?
And then you usually cut yourself.
I just cut myself on a mug.
I'm telling you.
The day before our Sunday live show, it brutalized me. I broke it, and I was picking it up, and it went, and cut me.
Thank you again to our sister. A week ago today, we had a day that changed our life, and we did a live show. No, we appreciate it.
I had so much fun last Sunday.
It took us like...
it took me 4 days to recover.
As my therapist said, I was telling him about it, and he said, that probably takes like several days just to readjust to all that. And I said, it did. It was such a great... But the energy of everybody, and it was so just exciting.
We're going to have to get used to it. It's just not something we're used to.
It's like taking an 8-inch dick.
Yeah, you can't start to... and you can't take in an 8-inch dick every day.
No.
So I can't be that excited every y'all, but I didn't sleep for like 2 days after because I was just like I was just so gonna have to calm down for New York and Chicago. Otherwise I'm gonna have a
yeah,
lot
we need
of bad.
We need to talk about your energy.
My energy was fine.
It's a little manic.
If you're on the intimate portrait, you're sitting right here with us on the
couch.
Looked,
you would look over me like this. And this bitch didn't know what was next.
Oh, God. I didn't look. You made the font very small.
And
I could not read it. It literally was like this. You wanted me to, and we were backstage, and there was low lit, and I didn't want to say anything because of my pride, but I looked at it, and I went, yeah, okay, that's good. And
you did. I was telling you about things. You're like, yeah, I see it all.
I couldn't read it at all.
It was still fun. We're gonna prop things up, and I like the optometrist font. I guess we'll have to do next. And this one's had LASIK, and he's complaining about it. You just have to squint a little bit.
Yeah, you couldn't read it either. You even said so. You want to make it bigger next time?
Maybe.
Anyway, we had a ball. We can't wait. We keep saying, but things were starting to get finalized in parts of the country, and then. A lot of our venues are owned by Live Nation, and as we know with the Travis Scott incident, Live Nation's been a little, all of their companies, so again, are so horrible what happened to those people.
Yep.
But so, a little bit of a, it's not on us, we're just kind of waiting for things to
get promise, back to us. I promise, if anyone's getting trampled at our show, we will stop the show.
We will stop the show, I promise.
I can't believe I have to promise that.
I don't think it's going to happen, but yeah. But yeah.
That is probably a very off. That's a bad joke in poor taste.
Too soon. Too soon.
You know, as soon as I was saying it,
you know, Christina,
like,
if you watch
Christina,
this, and
we
you
can
go,
take that.
Oh, just take it out.
I'm gonna send it a live show, and it's gonna be so bad.
It's gonna be so bad. But y'all, we couldn't hear them. It was great. It was great. We already rehashed it. We're not gonna rehash it. But we loved it.
Did we say what show we're on?
This is 90 Day Fiancé. This is The Other Way, Season 3, Episode 13. Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it.
Didn't this feel like a finale on some couples to you?
It
was weird. It felt like a finale.
It felt like a finale for Victor and Ellie.
Victor and Ellie. And then I thought for Ari and Binium, but then we see next week. But even with them, it was like the music swelled. And so I thought, are we done with these people?
What do you think? Is there one more episode or two more?
My gut's telling me two.
I don't know. We're gonna get two weddings next week.
That's true.
Possibly three.
I'm gonna probably cry
if Jenny and Sumit get married.
We're saving that. We're teasing that. Are Jenny and Sumit gonna get married? We're teasing it.
We're gonna get Steven and Alina getting married. I'm of course they're gonna get married. Mm-hmm. Alina's just bound to determine that she's gonna get married or bust.
I figured out Alina. I think this episode, I got some things clicked for me. I went, oh okay.
I figured it out from episode one.
No, but some more kind of like. We'll see. I'm teasing people.
Well,
I'm teasing them.
I guess
it's like I'm showing them my leg.
Some
and I'm teasing them. Ooh,
gross. Ooh. Takes some of us longer to process.
Ooh. Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay,
y'all. First off, Tiger King.
Season two. I know we've been talking about that we're gonna do it. We're not doing it.
Then we watched it. It's not good.
It's not that the show itself is terrible. It kind of is. It's a mess. I think I would describe
it
as a mess.
It's actually not. Yeah, it's not that it's not good. It's just a mess. There's interesting information that comes out, and you're like, oh my gosh. But it's just nothing.
There's no suspense. There's no. It's not the same. I'm gonna watch all of it because I will. But
I'll watch out on a plane.
I want to. One of the reasons we're not doing it. And I think it's because it's more about the reaction to the show than what actually happened.
Yes. It's kind of, and it's also a lot of it is very predictable of these people that were on the show became really famous, and guess what? They just got more terrible.
And also, there's a lot of January 6th Trumper shit, and
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm not interested.
And yeah. then.
I'm not interested in seeing those people at that rally. I don't want to see those people.
No, and it's this whole thing about his brother, and then this other guy who owns, like, Tigers up in, like, Indiana, who we've never met before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care about this guy.
So what we'll tell you, we're not going to do it. If you'd said, I'm going to join Brianna Gay's Patreon because I love Tiger King.
If you joined, let us know.
Let
us
know.
We'll refund your money.
We'll refund your money.
Gladly. Refund your $5.
Gladly. If you had just decided that you want an extra $5 this month, fuck off.
Yeah, but I will
say, if you're already a member of our Patreon, I'm saying.
If you're not listening to the single life at the $5 tier,
oh, it's totally worth it.
You're doing it wrong, because that show is good. Y'all, I know these people are terrible.
Season 2, Attack of the Trolls.
Y'all, I have to say, this week, it's on Discovery Plus right now, and it will come out on the free feed whenever it
probably
gets launched on TLC.
Probably 4 to 6 months.
Can we just talk a little bit about how beautiful and horrible Natalie is at dating? Y'all, she went on her first a blind
with a
date.
Human fedora. With a walking fedora.
And literally within the first 30 seconds, he was like, so
I want to be married with child.
What?
That's what I want. I will not have drinking jeopardize health of child.
Yeah, this guy, y'all, this guy was, he's 30.
He's like, let me drink my Red Bull vodka.
He was having a Red Bull vodka when he was over the age of 30.
And of course she was horrified.
But when she said, literally, I want to have children, and it was, and of course the guy's like, I'm sorry, I can't stop looking at your
eyes. I got
eyes.
Lost in your eyes.
He just wants to bang a European woman. And she goes, oh, really? Oh, is she like, y'all, it's good.
And there's
it's really good.
Boy, the cringiest is definitely Stephanie for me. Actually, no, that's not true. I get physically ill watching Jesse and Jennifer.
They're kind of gross. You can skip them if you want. We're not talking about
Debbie
Ed.
Is a quite an interesting watch.
Oh my god, y'all. Hard
and
to show.
I think I'm gonna be interested to see what Sinjin does too.
I think I am too.
I think that's it, right? We're forgetting about it.
Anyway, yeah. It's good. I'm just saying, but that's
we're gonna troll these motherfuckers. Just know that.
We are. Anything else real quick?
Selling Sunset next week. We're doing the whole thing. If you...
it's so good!
That's at the $5 level. If you've been waiting to see what happened after Christine's black wedding...
Somebody said, like, on Twitter, they tweeted me, and they're like, yeah, I'm not interested. And I'm like, have you no drama in your... Or is your life just so dramatic that is nothing after that wedding?
And also, what happened at the end for
Chriselle
and Justin Hartley?
Yes, they're broken up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
And there are people. New people are joining. Amanza is back. Of course, Davina's there, even though she's joined Douglas Elliman. But of course, Davina the Evil is around.
It's gonna be good.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
And I think one of the brothers, one of the little twins, is moving to Orange County to do his own thing, and I'm sure they'll do a Selling Orange County.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Selling OC.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, isn't he getting married now? One of them too?
No.
We always thought the brothers fucked.
Yes.
It was weird.
We always thought they took baths together.
Yeah, it was
just their own little petite, little tiny bathtub, just rubbing each other's hairy backs.
Splish splash, I was taking a bio.
Both of them creep me out. I'm just skeeved out every time they're on.
There is something creepy about them.
And they're like muscly, and you can just tell.
This is getting weird.
I know.
Too many details.
Anyway.
Also,
that's it.
I hope
no.
No. I never know.
I can't. Just let me do this. just like my mother said, Jay Bird, let me do this.
Oh.
By Curious for November, we just put out our Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It was a pretty phenomenal episode,
phenomenal.
If I do say so myself.
It is phenomenal.
You guys have really liked that. I have left the door open for another episode now.
Mainly because I yelled at him and demanded it.
I don't know if it'll happen in December or not.
I'm glad that we have three new choices, and we're going to go forward.
But for November, these are the choices that are available for
If it happens and y'all can ruin it, let us know, and we'll see what we can do.
The choices that are for November are Kendra Sells Hollywood. Kendra Wilkinson. That's on Discovery Plus.
Y'all remember Kendra Wilkinson? This is a throwback. She was one of the girls next door.
Yes.
She was the girl next door.
No, there were others.
But I mean, she was kind of the famous one.
Holly Madison.
I never watched that show.
It was another one.
I had friends that were loved that show.
Susan loved that show, didn't she?
Yeah,
I have a feeling.
Tasha.
Yes,
Tasha did. Loved it.
So also, this, I was very excited. There's a show called Love Never Lies.
Yes.
That just finished its season. It is a Spanish language show.
But there's subtitles.
Yes, there's subtitles. Not don't get the dubbed ones.
If you watch the trailer, it's dubbed and it's terrible. But y'all, the whole premise of this show is these. It's like Love Island meets a little bit of Too Hot to Handle. But basically, these people go to this like beautiful villa, like,
and they're taken through shows, a lie detector test.
And there's this lie detector test,
and it gets in their eyes.
But it looks at but y'all, because we have involuntary eye movements,
right,
that we don't even know we can't control, that tell us if we're lying. And they ask them questions like, are you happy with your spouse?
And of course,
is there anything you're keeping from them?
There's a couple of queens who one was wearing shoulder pads, and
yes,
it looked like the other was wearing a dress backwards.
Yes, there's there's like seven couples, but then also in the middle of the thing, like people go on dates with their exes.
Ooh!
And they're seeing their good.
It's going to be trashy. The other one that I'm trying to sell
you
guys
is
HBO Max. The 12 Dates of Christmas.
Oh, 12 Dates of Christmas.
Same production company as F-Boy Island.
Yes.
This show was on last season. This season, it is a guy, a heterosexual guy, straight guy, the daters, a lesbian woman, and a gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the main, I think they call those main cast or lead cast,
uh-huh,
or something. And they date 12 other people.
They're Santa's helpers.
Yeah. And the show, I will say, I watched the first episode. The show tries really hard to make it very Christmas themed.
Yes.
Almost to a point where I'm like, did that woman need to be dressed as an elf on the shelf?
Yes.
And need to be there waiting,
yes,
for him in the morning?
Yes, because it's Christmas.
It was too much for me. It is kind of trashy and also absurd and weird.
We feel like it could be good. Hopefully it's not a labor of love.
We're not doing the whole thing. That's
no,
the thing.
No, that's true. I know. Yeah.
But I'm going to put trailers for all these. You'll be sent.
We've
to
seen
you
a bit of
Patreon.
It. It was good. It was good.
I don't know if it's like good. It was fun.
I mean, it was fun. It was good to make fun of.
Although we were saying the guy with the most charisma is the straight guy named Danny, who is
he's
huge.
He's really hot.
And the lesbian, she's okay. The other crazy lesbians who were dating her, though, are a different story.
It's true.
And the gay guy, he's like bland potatoes. But there are more interesting daters. I'm like, how do you to find a gay guy who isn't like extra? What did you have to do?
Well, they always, with these dating shows, they always pick like the gay guy who they think will fit into like middle America. And then like that, well, that seems kind of like just middle of the road. And then they always
boring.
They decorate them with all these gay ornaments. There's the sassy gay. There's the polyamorous gay. There's the gay who doesn't wear deodorant.
What am
There's
I?
The bear bitch gay.
I would argue, but I cannot.
There's always that one too.
Anyway, you'll get that in your Patreon. So
I agree.
That's it. Let's do the show.
Let's do the show. Y'all.
I shouldn't have had that cup of coffee.
It's Steven with a V. Not Steven with a P. Because Steven with a V
is getting married.
Is getting married.
Not for lack of trying.
Not for trying not to.
Yes.
Again, he has not mastered this as Submit has.
No.
We're going to talk about later.
He is giving the I've made a terrible mistake face.
Yes, he is. Y'all, Steven and Lena are going to do their marriage papers together.
I can't get comfortable.
And
sorry,
it's a Sunday. What's new?
water
is wet.
Y'all come at me if you can't sit.
This coffee
made
you crazy, and you have not had sex in a long
time. I haven't had sex.
You've got
in like, I think it's been like 12 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see my eyeballs are going to go.
You got to get this taken care of tonight.
It's like Deontay's eyes.
Just put, like I said earlier, put your head out your window and make your call.
I'll call the poodle.
Anyway.
So they are getting their documents together. Mm-hmm. The tourist visa expires in 3 weeks. They're going to the marriage office, and Steven says, does my hair look okay?
My hair look okay. She's like, yes,
it looks
yes,
fine.
It's fine, Steven.
Boy, at this point, I think she's just saying, I gotta get married. I gotta fucking get married. Well, I don't care how I'm gonna do it. I don't really care if this motherfucker wants to do it.
I mean, not to sound like someone's aunt with red hair and like a pudgy nose, Aunt Beth or Bev or whatever on...
I thought you were describing yourself.
Wow.
I was like, ding, ding, ding.
But not to be a Bev. This is dating back to Melanie DeVar on 90 Day. Right? Her sister was Bev, right?
Yeah.
Beverly? But I'm like, wait. Does Alina just want to marry American so she can eventually like go to the U.S.? Because I can't figure out.
I don't think she does.
I don't think she does. But I'm like, why? What about Steven?
He is the Prince Charming that she never ordered. But he was the first one to ask.
I think there is a bit of that. I also think that, you know, well, this is...
It'll make a good starter marriage for her.
You know what I think? And this is kind of what I figured out in this. And I realized when Alina was talking to her mother later, but I went, y'all, Alina is an Enneagram 4.
Yeah, that's why I know her.
When she picked out her wedding dress, I went...
Oh, okay. I kind of love it.
I love it.
I
love it, but I went, oh, she always has to be different. She always has to be the weird. She always has to do something surprising.
Kind of, but at the same time.
I think she has that in her.
She's extremely traditional.
Exactly.
She doesn't want to be a basic Russian
girl. I think
she
feels like probably for where she grew up, she's a rebel.
And Steven is not the normal choice.
No, he's a misfit.
Yeah.
Why am I such a misfit? Why don't I fit in?
That's from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Christmas special, also known as a gay allegory. Boy,
we've ruined that. If you want to remember what episode we completely ruined,
someone
Rudolph,
will scream about it.
Someone will tag us or tweet it, but it was quite a while ago, like a year.
It was a diatribe.
We went on for 20 minutes about how Rudolph is
we
gay.
Diagrammed it.
We're not going to do it again.
No.
It was...
Never.
The lesson was given. Now take it.
There were a lot of Christmas specials that season that I wanted to talk about. Because I was feeling
you were on
some
a kit.
Type of nostalgia.
You were I think we were shut in because of COVID, so you were watching
a
lot of stuff.
And they were making me very uneasy.
Yeah.
And I was upbraided by a lot of them.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
So, Steven starts talking about, you know, it's just this huge, like, leap of faith to getting married. And it's all about, love is just about being dumb and going for it.
And I went, no, that's not what love's about.
And y'all,
that's what lust is about.
As I've said before, he won't stop fucking touching her. And
he
it
won't.
Makes
she even
me,
takes his hand and puts it down
it
at one
It makes
time.
Me crazy.
It's crazy.
I want to reach into my television and just like knock his hand, his like spindly fingers
Did
away.
You almost say Teletubby?
Maybe.
I want to reach into my Teletubby and go, but yeah, so, and Steven, they're dry. He's like, I kind of pushed it the last minute, didn't I?
And she says, well, I was ready earlier than you. I've been ready for about 4 months now. She's been ready since week, I think she, after
week
her mom
when she
left.
Got there.
Well, yes, but after her mom left and he kind of convinced her, she's been ready since then.
She has.
And he's been, of course, delaying. So they're meeting with the, oh, by the way, he's, of course, eating something. He's eating a fucking pear.
He's eating a pear in the car. And they get there to the meeting, and they're having the meeting. They're going through all the papers, and it's like, oh, do we have this? Do we have that? Do we have this? And Steven's like, it's getting hot in here. Can I take my jacket off? And like reprimanding a child. Because honestly,
like, no, take,
my
your
mother
jacket
did,
on.
Yeah, you just said that like Mother Poodle. Because I'm sure your mother did. And my mother, I always wanted to like take off my jacket or this. And my mother would always say, this is not the place to do that.
That's she's like, you take your jacket
Were you
jacket
always
on.
Hot?
Yes.
And you wanted to remove your sweatshirt as a child?
Mama's like, don't you do that.
And so Alina just,
don't you know where we are? We're in a Turkish courthouse.
In a Turkish, and Alina grabs his head and she's like, just keep it on. Y'all, she's already mothering him.
She's going to have to do that the rest of their time together.
Whole life.
Question. How long do you think, I've said before, of course she's going to marry him. How long do you think they'll stay together?
3 years.
I'm giving it less than that. I'm giving it 18 months.
Okay. Who's going to be the one to leave?
Alina.
I think Steven.
Really?
Because she has this kind of like, there is this like, she wants to be a rebel, but there's like this conservative.
I would say he didn't want to leave because he would not want the divorce for him.
I think he'll cheat on her.
Oh, but I mean, I'm saying for him, getting divorced is the worst possible thing.
But I guess she'll leave, but I think she'll leave because he's
cheated.
Yes.
That I think, I agree. But I think she will have to be the one to bring up divorce.
Yes. Yep. Probably. Yep. Good luck, kids. Good luck to you. As the guy in the Turkish courthouse said, oh, I can see love in your eyes.
Boy, these fuckers.
I'm like, well, apparently.
Terrible judge of character.
Again, it goes, you know, because I have several Mormon friends that got married really quickly. And we've even seen on the show, y'all, they get married quickly because they want to fuck.
They want to fuck.
They want to ride that dick. Going to ride that dick.
So basically, y'all, the guy says, okay, you can get married Wednesday. And that's in 2 days.
2 days.
And y'all, Stephen goes, 2 days, that's really fast.
And then they're kind of like, wow, 2 days is not a lot to plan a wedding. And I went, what do you need to plan?
Yeah.
Like, your families aren't coming. You're not going to get flowers. You don't even have to pick a venue.
You don't even have to have a cake.
You don't have to have any of this. She wants a dress. Okay, you can go get a wedding dress.
And they're not getting married at the courthouse. They're getting married at an outside venue.
Oh, that's true.
But this, obviously, it's going to have to be fast. They've hired a planner, Elena. So they're dress shopping. And she tries on that first dress, that white dress. And I'm like, no,
it was
with that
too,
veil.
It was too much with a
long
veil.
No.
I will say...
That, and they said, this is actually a Turkish dress for the night before the wedding. She's like, I like it.
And it's pretty. It was like red.
You know, on anyone else, and not knowing Elena, who's, not Elena, Alina, the way we do, I would think it'd be too much. But I think she's, and Steven's going to fucking love it because it's weird.
Because it's weird. I like when brides, it's fine when you wear white, but I also love it when brides don't wear white.
Yeah. Like black, like Christine Quinn, aspiring drag queen.
She is an aspiring drag queen.
My favorite person from that show.
What color would you wear if you got married?
What color?
Like a dress. Like, not if you weren't going to wear a tux.
If I wasn't a man?
Yes. If you were.
What color of dress would I wear?
If you were a real life woman like you want to be.
Well, I don't think the universe would ever allow me to wear white.
No. You're like, why does it keep burning my
burn
skin?
Burn off my clothing. Burn off my skin. That's a good question. I think I'd wear black.
Oh, black?
I love a good black wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah. Black wedding.
I could see you wearing red, too.
What about you?
I think I'd be, you know, because I had a friend who got married who was Indian. I guess in Indian cult, they wear red a lot. At least mm-hmm. in her, and I did enjoy the red. I think
with
red,
your hair?
But probably not with my hair. But
change it.
I also once saw a bride.
Forget to dye it 1 week.
Who wore, what do you mean? I don't think I dyed. It was a night wedding and it was a winter wedding. And she got married in like a navy dress. And
yeah.
And she had very fair skin and blonde hair.
Oh, that'd be pretty.
It depends on when you get married and what time of year.
You really have to curate that kind of stuff.
You can't just say, I'm going to, because if you get married in black, you can do that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't have an afternoon wedding.
Exactly. You have to make your dress fit into the venue, the time of year.
Yes.
The
we're off on a gay tangent.
Yeah.
We need to get, but yeah.
And it's like when people buy their dresses way in advance and say, oh, I'll just make this work.
Yeah.
Like poor Ala, who didn't get to have her beach wedding.
Yeah.
She, you know, she bought her dress, and even babe, Jazz Babe was like, "Well, that's not good for a beach wedding. Nice day for a beach wedding."
Anyway, y'all, I've had people book cameos, and because with Cameo you can send a video or a picture, and they'll book a cameo and send me a video of them wearing their wedding dress, and they ask what I think about it. I love those.
No one sends me those.
I'm honest.
Most people. A lot of cameos are, "I just broke up with my boyfriend. Tell me what to do."
I told one person, I said, "That color is not you."
Did you?
Yes.
Interesting.
It's your wedding. I want you to look your best.
So she hadn't bought it yet, you're saying?
No. Okay. No. If you bought the dress, I would do what I could.
Anyway, so they find that dress. She's like, and I liked it when Elena says, "If I cared about tradition, I would not be here with Steven in fucking Turkey."
Enneagram 4.
Yeah. And so she's FaceTiming with her mom, who she hasn't seen in 2 months. Ooh, and
this is rough.
And mom realized, I think, someone told her, "Remember, let's put on a nice face for this." So she kind of got a glow up.
Yeah, her mom looks really cute. And she's like, she says, "Well, Mom, I'm getting married in 24 hours. And Mom said, "Well, that's not well thought out."
Now, I will say, and I know when you're doing something against what you think your kid should do, it's, I don't think the mom should know by now with someone like Elena that you're not going to be able to convince her.
Yeah.
I think... The best thing
you're in to Russia, do, they're in Turkey. What are you going to do?
The best thing to do here would have been saying, "Well, you know, I don't necessarily support this. I wasn't a fan of his on the way there, but you know, you're my daughter. I love you. I will support you. I will do whatever I can do. We'll definitely have a party for you here when you're here."
Yeah, she didn't say that.
No.
Did say that.
It was like...
Now, she doesn't say, like, I'm going to, like, not talk to you. But she just says, she's like, "Marriage is supposed to be celebrated with your friends and family." And Lee's like, "I know, it's not going to be the same, but we can set up kind of video. And then Mom says, "Okay, well, just remember he will cheat and lie to you because that's what he's done."
Which commandments is he going to break tomorrow?
Tomorrow. And by the way, he's going to cheat and lie to you for the rest of your life.
I get it.
She actually said that.
And I get it that this feels 11th hour for her.
So I think she's trying to do anything, but come on, you're not.
I don't think this is the way to do it. I know that Alina's mom, she knows Alina well better.
But
than
Alina
this.
Validates her, and she says, "I know it worries me, but what can I do?" And her mom says, "Leave.
Come back to Russia."
She's like, "But I forgave him, and I think he will change." And after even that, I would have said, "Okay." And Mom just said, "We worry about you."
Mother Poodle said that many times. Jaybird, we just worry.
Oh, Matthew, I just worry. couldn't even eat that extra taco from El Limone.
Is that your mother?
Yes.
El Limone.
I left my enchiladas halfway there, Matthew.
That's it for them.
Should
we take a quick break?
Let's take a quick break.
Come back.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Hello.
Don't Hello. Start like that. It's weird.
Oh, no. I was just saying hi to Christina.
Oh, okay. We're back.
Hello.
I don't like that at all.
He said he didn't like it when I start that way. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm just sitting here with my smooth legs crossed, rubbing my legs, just feeling my sensuality. Ooh.
I don't know what that is. Please don't break my couch.
I'm not. I'm just trying to get comfortable.
You just hit my pillow.
It was in my way.
Y'all are back. It's Avi's birthday.
God, this baby.
It's a cute, cute baby.
It's a really cute baby.
And the baby's charming, too.
The baby rides a camel.
Not once I'm sure the baby has cried and the baby can be fussy, but that baby performs for the camera and I got to give that baby props.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, it's in his blood. His father's a performer.
That's true. And so is his mother. Just in a different way.
Just in a different way. Let's jump in.
She's mostly when she's performing victimhood.
True.
She's great at that.
So is he one today or two? I guess he's one.
I think he's one year old. Yep.
So he's one, and her mom left a few weeks ago, and she's like, my mom and her.
And they're still in Kenya.
Yeah,
because in Kenya.
as you know, I'm way too embarrassed to go back to Ethiopia
to show my face. And the mom said, we see the flashback of when they took Janice to the airport. And the mom said, which is true, she said, you know, I think with the abandonment issues that Binium has, when you left, he just went out of control. He really, I think, and this is true, you could tell by how sad Binium was. Not that it's an excuse for his behavior, but I don't think he thought she was ever coming back.
Yeah.
I think he thought this is a done deal. And that's just what he thought. But she, Janice said, now he's acting better. I'm going to be more open and give him another time.
So, y'all, they're going on a camel ride, and I would love to go on a camel ride.
Oh, I would do, yeah.
That's not a euphemism for sex.
No, no, I would do that. That'd be fun.
Hey! Hey, Asin!
Hey, Asin.
Look at me.
Look at me. Asin, look at me when you're on the camel, Asin. Look at me. Oh, my head's getting heavy again. Oh, y'all, a little Nicole and Asin for you.
So they're having, and later on, they're on the camel. Everything's fun. They're having this little party, and it's just them. Ari's saying things like, I feel like your behavior changed dramatically when I went back. And I agree that did happen. Do you feel like this is a rehashed conversation for the cameras?
Yes.
That's what it felt like to me.
It's like, as Benny Murray said, he was really happy Janice came, and they already had a conversation with her, and he felt like she's a good mother, and that she helped kind of negotiate.
Janice fixed their marriage. Again.
Janice fixed their marriage. I wonder if she could fix some of your... Let's just say when I'm here at your house and someone starts banging on the door saying, you stole my husband, and you make me hide in the back closet.
They go away after a little bit.
Yeah, it's not fun.
So, and of course, Ari says forgiveness is a process. And it's interesting, y'all. Benny admits, or he basically admits, it was all my fault.
He said...
This is how you have to handle Ari.
It is.
So he is. You can honestly see him way. Can you set the timer? It's still not set.
Oh yeah,
you fucked it up. You had one job.
I did. Oh, the timer's done. Timer's done.
One job. That is your one job.
It's gonna be an extra long show.
Oh God. Anyway, so. We have to set a timer because otherwise we just take forever, and I won't allow Oklahoma stories.
Oh, yeah.
After minute
20.
Yeah,
it's me. It's not a rant about the difference of using, I don't know, we and were.
This makes sense.
Or were and we are.
Again, doesn't make sense.
Whatever.
There's a big difference between we're and were.
Same to me.
Yeah, I know. Oinky will always excel at grammar.
Yeah, that was 30 seconds. We're not going to get back. See?
You brought it up!
I want to hit you.
That was loud.
It was loud.
If you're not on the... It was violent.
If you had to watch that on Intimate Portrait, I'm okay.
And my eyes turned green.
I know. Yes, it's true.
Now I'm hot. So, he admits everything. And he admits that it was his fault. And now she's of course going to push for more. Because with Ari, you're never going to get that. So she says, and he says, I'm not willing to
give up. As you say, moving the goalpost. It's been a good thing that you've said. I mean, I've heard that, but like I see that now. And I'm seeing that actually in some of my relationships.
It is a feature of manipulative relationships.
It really is, of moving the goalpost.
It is... If they can get you to do one thing, you guys, give up something without compromise.
Then suddenly you give up a little bit here, you give up a little bit here, and then you've given up so much you don't know who you are and you're scared to go back.
And you wake up one day and you go,
boy, talk
about moving the goalpost.
I don't know if I can go back to America.
Moving the goalpost.
Really, the master of that.
Anyway, that's been a good thing for me. Appreciate it.
Moving the goalpost. So she says, well,
if we go, we can never go back to Ethiopia, and our tourist visas are going to expire here. And if we go back to Ethiopia, our relationship will be over. Because, as she says, it's not necessarily the fact that she's worried about him getting back with old influences.
No, it's 100% about her.
It's 100%
about her.
Shame.
I think this is a bullshit excuse, and it's shitty, and it's just her finally getting him to come to America.
Yep.
That's all it
Y'all,
is.
We called this from minute one of seeing this couple.
If Ari really cared so much about not being embarrassed about and worried about what people thought of her, she wouldn't be on a fucking television show that millions of people watch every
Louder
fucking
for the
week.
People in the back.
She wouldn't be in a fucking Benny, a music video. She wouldn't be putting herself out there in all these media things.
That shame stuff, y'all, is garbage.
She doesn't give a fuck about what his sisters
think. She might have, but you know what? He understands that. That is something that he understands because it's cultural for him.
Shame is a big thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely makes his decisions now, of what to do or not.
I'm not saying she probably wouldn't be slightly offended. You guys, Ari hasn't given a shit what Binyam's sisters have thought about her the whole time.
No.
She's walking through there in a traditional Ethiopian thing with Heidi braids.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a shit what people say about her.
No.
But this is the ticket to get to the U.S. Because as her sister said, you've done your little thing in Ethiopia. Your little baby.
It's time to come home. And honestly, I bet behind the cameras, she's convinced Binyam that he can be more of an influencer if he's in the U.S.
This, from episode one of her
and
season.
And she's probably said, our parents will pay for everything.
Amen.
And so then you can do whatever you want.
So... But this excuse about, I can't even go back to Ethiopia. This is a red herring.
Agreed.
And I wrote down, Ethiopia is a place, you guys. Yes, places are emotional. You can have that. But this is someone who says, my entire family is there. Can you get past some
shame? So you can't
shame?
Go to an entire country?
That's right.
So you can't, like... move to a city adjacent?
Everyone knows you are using our house as a brothel.
You can't move to a different part of town?
That's true.
It's like, y'all, if you live in LA, look, let's just be real here.
Why do you think Poodle moved? I've moved several times for
good
reasons.
He fucked everyone in the neighborhood. And they all know about it. So then you move. And you know what?
Greener pastures.
And when he's fucked most of proper greater LA.
It's like Highway to Heaven. Yeah. I just move on.
He'll move to Los Feliz.
I'll be like Michael Landon and just walk out. Be the next person.
Golly. Remember how hot Michael Landon was?
Oh,
God. His gay son's cute,
A sissy does a whole podcast about
Oh, yes. What sissy is that? I forget the name.
I don't know. We're bad at pimping it out.
But there, yeah.
Google Little House of the Prairie.
She's
going
to come at us now. But yeah.
I think it's Amy.
Well, didn't I want you to date
sissy
his gay...
Amy.
I think it is Amy. Didn't I want you to date his gay son? Wasn't that like a...
I've never seen his gay son.
Oh, he's... I get like y'all because I couldn't do it at the time. I was single. Now I'm with somebody. But I try to pimp Poodle out to like
you
gay celebrities.
You did with me.
Yeah. Because... Poodle has a little less morals than I do, but he still has enough to
that
kick
is
in.
Not true.
They kick
no, you're
in.
Right.
They
That's
kick
true.
In. Forever, I wanted him to date Michael Urie.
Yep, and that would never
and
work.
And then he did theater and wasn't great at it.
No.
And Poodle can't watch
no,
it.
No, it's not that. I
oh, no.
I fucked around with his now husband. You know, I told you that.
I forgot about that. This is why your family actually
all
red.
Gay men are sluts.
We're all.
I'm sad to tell you.
But Michael Landon, if you're single, Michael Landon's son.
Yeah.
If you're single, and
Michael Landon's dead
because he's got a lot of money. They play Little House
really?
On the Prairie on the O Network or TikTok me
I'll
or whatever.
Spend that Little House on the Prairie that LHOP money.
We need to move on.
We're at Denny's. I'm like, this comes from LHOP.
And they go, sir, are you going to pay the check or what?
You'll pay the check. It's just $20.
You had two moons
I
over my hand.
I need a cop for my bonnet.
So, anyway, this excuse is bullshit.
It is.
This is just about going to the U.S.
Yep.
Sissy Adara, let's talk about this. Our senior Ethiopian correspondent. This is the Sissy Squad.
Yes.
I'm sure shame is a thing. I'm sure it is very powerful. I would just like to say that this is the first time Ari's seemed to have any shame.
Exactly.
So, anyway. And she didn't discover it till she went to America.
Exactly.
This sudden shame.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I wrote, this is about her, and also this is a punishment.
Totally.
It's a total punishment that he's going to have to, so because she knows he already lost one child, and also maybe he wants to do this because he thinks he can see his other son.
Yeah.
Because that's where his son lives, is in, and
I think Avi's the son's brother. In Utah.
Well, it's easier to have a four-hour flight.
True.
Yeah.
And so they're going to do a video call. But,
yeah, Benny agrees, though. He agrees to go
and he
do
does
it.
Say, I really wish we could go back and forth. That's not going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen. You think Ari's going to let you go to Ethiopia by yourself?
Nope.
And you think she's going to go there?
Nope.
To see these people who have disgraced her?
Yeah. She ain't going to Ethiopia no mo.
What is she, that sad line from Sing 2 who can't go out and sing anymore? Come on.
Oh, I will not have talk about Sing 2
it's bad.
On this podcast.
I saw a trailer, and you're going to have to watch it, and it looks horrible. Like, they did one of the trailers where you saw the whole movie. In fact, I need to text your brother and say, Jake's
don't
really excited to
no,
see Sing 2.
No, they've already told my niece and nephews. Then I'm going to take them to see fucking Sing 2. I'll be listening to a murder podcast while they're watching
hey,
it.
Hey, we should do... I'm going to get this right. Speaking of our good friends, Kim and Kyle at Cray Cray.
Yes!
They've launched...
The D-Sides.
And what is the D-Sides?
I like it. That was hard for you to remember.
It was hard for me to remember.
It's their new documentary podcast.
They're covering like...
The first one was Brittany Murphy, I believe.
Exactly. So y'all, you can go to... It's a whole different...
I've listened to the first 20 minutes already.
I haven't listened.
It's fantastic.
Oh,
good job, guys.
I bet they're... Oh, did they... Oh, I didn't know they covered The Way Down on their premium podcast, too.
Yeah.
I would listen to
I love... If you don't listen to Kim and Kyle on Night Day Cray Cray, it's a different show than us, obviously.
Yeah.
And there's less dick talk. Although it's not absent.
There's more facts.
There's a lot more facts.
A lot more facts.
And there's two people who are very thoughtful and discerning... Besides us just coming and talking about Michael Landon's case.
Kyle does get a little drunk on whiskey sometimes.
That's
and talk
true.
About dick stuff. And y'all, we've seen him in person.
Ooh, y'all.
He is hot.
Yum.
Ooh. Anyway.
And Kim is, I'm sure, is pretty. We've just never seen
we've
her.
We've never
in
seen
person.
Her. She's more private. Anyway, y'all, check him out. So
so they're talking. They're doing the video chat with the lawyer.
This immigration lawyer is very young.
And I noticed that too. So Jessica, and they say, guess what? Your process is moving along really well. And
you have an interview in 19 days.
And she goes,
wait, so, and they weren't caught up on this and they just happened to, come on. It feels
fake.
This
is the last three episodes for them. No, the last two, I'm sorry, have felt super massaged.
It's just, I feel like it's like, what plot points can we create to get, to show that
ever since she's been back in Ethiopia.
Yeah, I agree.
So they are, the lawyer says, you can't go in there with him because of COVID, but you need, Beanie, you need to say that she's out there waiting for
you. I have heard that's way, way better and more helpful than just saying like,
she wasn't here, blah, blah, blah.
What Poodle didn't, that's why he didn't pass his interviews. Poodle, where's your husband? He's on sabbatical in Rome.
I don't know. We haven't checked up on each other for
checked
weeks.
On, yes. He's mountain climbing in Everest. Hope he makes it. Sign there.
The life insurance is up to date.
Yes.
We checked. So they're 19 days, and she's like, that's really soon. And they have to go back. They both have to go back to Ethiopia.
Yeah. And she's,
and y'all, she's just like,
But she said, I don't want to go to Ethiopia ever again. So we'll
and
see next
she has
week.
To go back right away because they have to be there for 14 days because of COVID. Quarantine.
They can't fly out of the country until they've quarantined for 14 days.
And I wrote again, Ethiopia is a place, honey. It can't hurt you. You're going to be in your house. You don't have to go out.
Guess what? If you don't ask people or you don't see people, you don't know what they think of you.
Or,
I mean, and as we say, it's none of your business what other people think of you.
And you haven't cared the entire time.
Yeah, but if the Wish and the other sister want to go see Avi,
but okay. they're the ones who've been on her side.
That's what's weird to me. That's what doesn't make sense. If the sisters and other people are texting her about Benny, why wouldn't you want to see them?
The whole thing, and she's like, all of my friends and everybody I know in Addis is going to judge me and brought shame to
and
me.
And also, wouldn't you want if you're...
I've never met any of your friends.
If your child is leaving to go to America, wouldn't you want his aunts and family member?
She's way too
him?
Selfish for that.
Golly.
She's way too selfish for that. Anyway.
All right.
Let's move on
let's talk about a turnaround I did not expect.
Let's move on to, I still think it's 90 Day DOA.
But still, I'm like, what the hell?
Well,
this was not.
I think these two people are so desperate to find a little light.
This is like the sequel to Leaving Las Vegas.
Wonder, didn't he die of drinking himself to death? And what happened to her?
Well, maybe Elizabeth Shue does have very curly hair. Maybe it's just Ellie reincarnated. God, that movie was sad.
It was.
Anyway, y'all. So Ellie and Victor, y'all, they're still fighting. This is a night of the fight. And the producer is even like, do y'all want to talk this out? And Victor said, well, maybe she can add up all the money she's given me and I can just pay her back and this is done with.
Yep. And she's like, and he's like, if you sent me more money, maybe I'd have a bike or a car.
Yeah. And she's like, you have a complex about that.
That's a good Ellie.
You have a complex. And Victor's like, no, you have one. And so
he's like, she's been acting psycho.
This is a total, the fight they're having, it's like a normal fight that normal couples have. And I mean, it's a bad fight, but it's normal to me in that. There, a lot of people fight about money, but it's a total, and they kind of figure this out later, but it is just, they aren't listening to one another at all.
And
they're talking over one another.
They could not be two more different people.
They are.
And
that's true.
They haven't made the effort to reach out to even get on the same page.
It's
true.
She says
things all the time like, I don't know how to help you. I don't know.
You know how to, and I think
doesn't know how to communicate.
He doesn't know how to communicate. Now, do I think that they have shared values, which is ultimately the most important thing? Some, I do. But I also think, this is a little bit jumping ahead.
See, I think she just nods her head to
but
all
I
of that.
I think she wants to have the values he has.
Amen.
So I think Ellie wants to, what I kind of learned from this, I went, Ellie wants to reinvent herself.
Yep.
She wants to start. She's probably.
She wants to get her groove back.
Ellie doesn't seem like someone who likes stress. It probably has been. I know from my brother, it's very stressful running a restaurant, a successful restaurant. She probably wants to leave all that behind and just have her like island dream.
Yep.
As she said later on, and every day we just kind of chill.
I don't think she spent her whole life living in actual reality.
No.
I think the restaurant and her business has been the most grounding thing possible. Mm-hmm. But still, if you live in Seattle, especially that little house she has,
mm-hmm.
she kind of lives without really thinking what's going to happen next. If you do have a restaurant business, you guys, it is you are always caught.
It's always consuming,
especially if you're always there. So her life is the restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to have a goal to work towards.
No.
And this was a way out of it, but it's still not reality.
Yeah.
And I think reality has hit home for her when she looked around on Providencia and went, oh, fuck, I'm here.
Yeah,
this is
in
disaster.
Again, I don't think this would have In a way, I think this hurricane, if they come out through this, is potentially a blessing because it'll make Ellie decide if she really wants this or not.
Yeah.
Because if this hurricane would have happened, I think they would have gone along and then Victor would have wanted kids and they either would have had kids or not and real life would have hit in and Ellie would have been out later on.
Yep. So she basically says, I want to magically not be here anymore. Again, she's not living in reality.
And that's, if I don't think that's really about it. That is, she does not like dealing with real world things. It's really hard for her. I'm telling you,
it's weird. Even when someone, when I was working in a restaurant, it isn't reality. You have your own, you're doing so many things that it feels like the up and downs are its own excitement.
I just kind of had this farcical image in my head of someone showing up that you're dating to that's getting waited on, and you're trying, and you're nervous because they're being served by the waiter that you're fucking.
That never happened, and I'm shocked it had not.
I'm shocked it had not.
Yeah.
But I just imagine this balancing act.
No, well. I would never allow someone I was dating to come in my restaurant because... just would have happened. They couldn't see me that way.
Oh, okay. Unless it was planned and you had the outfit on?
Yes.
Want some more, please?
Anyway. So, but I agree. It's so Ellie kind of, she wants to escape. And Victor is like, Victor is just stupidly defensive.
Yeah.
Like really, you can't, and in Ellie's defense, she can't talk to him when he's in this state. Like, whatever he says, he's just like, you don't understand.
That's not going away.
No, that's not going away. I know she feels like he's wrapped in pain right now. He's in a hurricane of pain.
But this is...
too soon.
But this is how he deals with stress.
This is how he deals with stress. So he's got a really fucking... Because honestly, it was the wrong time, but the stuff with Ellie was saying about money was not irrational.
No.
It was very much like... she wants to create safety. I think if they both had a conversation and talked about once, and Ellie would say, I want to be able to take care of you and take care of me and have us be safe.
Yeah.
And Victor would say, I want us to have a home and feel safe in our home and we can have children. And they both want this, but they're communicating very differently.
The other is, each one of them is so worried about what the other is wanting and not to piss off the other.
Yes.
Because it's this tenuous relationship.
They don't know each other.
They don't know each other.
It's like when Ellie said, we usually don't have fights like this.
That's because
you've never lived in the same place.
And you probably just spend your time when you're with each other fucking and eating and... don't ever do that again and don't ever move your pelvis like that ever again. Ooh. But I also think that I don't think Victor for me doesn't have much propensity for change.
No, I don't see that.
He seems he's set in his ways. He has lived on that island all his life.
Yeah.
That I just, even though it's all like, oh, it's whatever. Y'all
see that whole island life? That's don't talk about anything.
Yeah.
But it's also no, really. Let's not talk about anything. Let's keep it underneath.
The only way they could survive, and I said this 3 or 4 episodes ago, is if he comes to the U.S.
But I don't think Ellie wants that. I don't think she wants the stress and the real-world problems of the U.S. I think she wanted to go to... I'm telling you, y'all, this was filmed for 90 Day Fiancé Caribbean Love. And then
you think so?
And it was too good, and they put it on the main show.
It's interesting. It's too good.
But too, like, it's
heavy.
It's heavy, and with what happened to him, it draws you in.
I wonder if this was filmed for that.
I think it was. I think it's the fact that we don't have a producer from 90 Day Fiancé on speed dial right now is...
I don't think they tell us
common.
Stuff like that.
They won't. They won't tell us anything.
Anyway, the next day, you guys, they're packing up. They're going to go back to San Andreas.
Yes.
And she says, she's like, looking around, this island is like a metaphor for our relationship. Destroyed. So he's like, you want to take a walk on the beach? They haven't really spoken. And she says, part of me wants to work on it, but if he's not willing to apologize for what happened last night, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
And so Victor says, I want this to work. I really care a lot for you. And then they get to where they're talking, and Ellie's like, I did not mean to make you feel bad. I'm sorry. And Victor said, it hurts me when you think I'm with you just for your money. And they seem to have a little bit of detente.
She never said that. But she did kind of passively aggressive, yeah.
She
does needle him.
It's all there. It's all there.
Yeah, it is all there. Yeah.
And she kind of does nag him like a child.
She nags him, and then when he doesn't get her point or disagrees with her, she shames him for his, yeah.
And he's not helping because he shuts down and not communicative at all.
Yeah.
So he says, he said, I promise to never be like that again. That's never going to happen. That's
just how he is.
If you can't really change, that's what I'm saying. I think if he was to go someplace like Seattle, he would have to adapt into a place. He would have to completely be out of his comfort zone. And he'd have to kind of rebuild.
I don't think he's that person, though.
I agree.
I don't think he wants to do it. And again, I don't think she wants to go to Seattle. She's running away from something. She's running away from responsibility.
That murdered husband.
Oh, God. Oh, God. So that kind of ends where Ellie just says, I just think we're both really tired. And he's like, yeah. And then after that, he said, you know what? I'm tired, too. Give me a second.
Then
he walks around.
Bitch gets a conch shell.
A beautiful conch shell. And he said, I would give you a ring, but that Category 5 hurricane blew it away.
I kind of screeched at this moment. Do you think he had a ring?
No.
No. Y'all, there won't
ever. Did he have a ring?
Wasn't ever a ring.
But anyway, he gets down on one knee and says, put the conch shell to your ear and listen to my heart. It's saying, marry me, marry me, marry me. Ba-boom.
And y'all, she says yes. And I know we should all feel happy at this point.
No, because
I
no
felt
one,
nothing.
No one should ask someone else to get married.
I felt nothing.
The day after you have a huge fucking blowout
terrible
fight,
idea.
Literally.
Terrible idea.
In one of Ellie's words, this is one of the worst fights we've ever had. Then the next day you get married.
Red flag.
Red flag. Let's end this shit. That's all
yeah,
I got.
It's so interesting. I feel like this was supposed to be seen. This was produced as a win for them.
Yeah, they even had the drone shot.
And
of them sitting there in a beautiful tree, zoning out, and just, this is a metaphor.
I think this might be the last time we see them.
They're sitting in the middle of complete shit everywhere. Desolation, which is their relationship.
I really do think there's only one episode left.
Possibly.
They did not say on the finale.
Theirs felt like, they didn't say on the finale. Normally they do, don't they? That's why I'm thinking there might be two. But, I don't know. But yeah, where do you go then from, because they didn't show them next week.
No.
So I don't think we're going to see them.
No. It's going to be Corey and Evelyn's wedding.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be Steven and Alina. It's going to be Kenny and Armando. Uh-huh. And possibly someone might marry a chicken.
We'll talk about that next time, y'all. Until then, go on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star
review.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time since we asked, but we greatly appreciate it. Helps bump us up in the charts for people can see our show more. It means a lot to us, and nothing makes Poodle happier
than a review.
It's true.
And sex.
And sex. You can go on Cameo. Come at us on Cameo. Also go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, our Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod. We call these people Lonely Hearts Poods because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have a connection to Michael Landon's gay son.
Yes. Yes.
God!
Poodle,
I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttily, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.